Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 6th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning with the intent of encouraging others. Today's message we expect will especially be instructive. It's titled, Able to Humble. The scripture text is from Daniel 4, verse 37.
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble.
Nebuchadnezzar was the very proud king of Babylon who took God's people captive about 600 BC. In Daniel chapter 3, he demanded worship of his golden idol, and of course that led to the courageous stand of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who resisted the king's demands. Daniel chapter 4 records his humbling at the hand of God, as well as his eventual restoration.
Nebuchadnezzar experienced firsthand the power of God, who is able to humble. These are the final words recorded in Scripture of his testimony following his restoration. I've often wondered if he remained humble up to the point of death and whether we'll meet him in heaven. In the very next chapter, we find his son Belshazzar on the throne, who struggled with a very similar pride problem. Nebuchadnezzar's life illustrates a principle expressed in the life of an earlier king of Judah, and I quote from 2 Chronicles 26:16. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall, end quote. History is littered with the lives of the powerful who have been forcibly humbled. Sometimes this humbling is a very specific event one has during his lifetime, such as Nebuchadnezzar experienced. Other times it comes at one's death, such as Herod experienced, which was recorded in Acts 12, 20-23, and we provide a link for that reading in context. Either way, God remains able to humble.
Well, let's examine our own lives today for regular spiritual examination, which is vitally important for our Christian maturity. Let us seek to be both a recipient of and dispenser of God's grace. The apostles, James and Peter, quote a proverb that teaches an important truth about God's attitude toward his creation in this regard. It states, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. May we humble ourselves before God today and receive the wonderful grace that is promised.
Let's pray together. And I wrote our prayer today based upon 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. Father, we want to clothe ourselves with humility toward one another, since you oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble. We humble ourselves, therefore, under your mighty hand, that you may lift us up in due time. We resist the devil's proud and evil influence as we stand strong, firm, and steadfast in the principles set forth in the scriptures. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Pardon me. Again, this is the message we have prepared for Friday, February 6th, 2009. We do have a couple of photos on the site today. One especially is a photo taken of a squirrel up close by our photo friend, Doris High. We also have a couple of musical selections we suggest today, and both of them dealing with humility. One is a song that we recall singing back in the mid-80s a lot in our church up in northern Pennsylvania, a song by the Maranatha Singers, as I recall, titled Humble Thyself in the Sight of the Lord. We found a nice online version of that if you care to listen to it. Did I say something wrong, Brooksine?
Humble thyself.
Oh, thyself in the sight of the Lord. Well, that wasn't that funny.
No.
Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged and to faithfully follow the Lord in humility.